This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Chris, are there any questions from listeners related to the disclosure issue since we're on that now?
You know, not really. There are a bunch of good questions here, though, I must say. And one from Randall up in Calgary, ufology as he's known, a longtime poster here at forum.theparacast.com, where our listeners get a chance to post questions at the question bank, and we'll ask them of our guests. You know, I saw an article, and this goes out to Kathleen. Stanton, you can also comment if you'd like, but I saw, and this is kind of a little bit of a change of pace here. I think we need to kind of move on a little bit here because we're running out of time. But one of the Allagash Four from the fairly well-known abduction up in Maine, his name is Chuck Rack. He's come out publicly and stated that the whole thing in his mind is a hoax. And I went to the news source on this in I think the Bangor Maine News, and he's claiming that the whole thing was they did have a sighting, but the subsequent events that were brought forth from the other three witnesses, the two brothers and what was his name, Chuck? I actually met him. Sweet guy. Or Charlie,
yeah,
rather.
About Jim Weiner.
Well, Charlie.
Charlie Fultz.
I met him one time. Really sweet guy. Well, according to Chuck Rack, he feels that all that was basically all the hypnotic regression stuff was creative storytelling. And he is now saying that he feels that the whole thing should be considered a hoax. Do either of you have any comments on that? Kathleen, first?
I do, because I have interviewed Charlie Fultz and Jim Weiner, and this topic was brought up. And what I was told is that Chuck Rack was asked why he had come out and made that statement. And he said, well, he thought that it would be good to cause controversy, that it would bring interest to the case, which makes absolutely no sense to me. I think that he's kind of a strange character. I do believe that Charlie Fultz and Jim Weiner are absolutely sincere and honest. I have interviewed both of them at length. I know both of them, and I believe that the story happened as they remembered it. They were hypnotized separately, and they did not have a bleed through of information. The information was not contaminated, and they told essentially the same story. I do believe that it was real.
That's good enough for me.
Okay, so that leads me to another question that Randall asks. And what other cases do you believe with 100% certainty of abduction cases are real? Which other cases, if you could give us some examples?
Okay, I'm not going to say 100% certainty because I base my opinion on probability ratios. But cases that I find highly probable are the Betty and Barney Hill case, the Travis Walton case. There were three women in Kentucky who were taken in 1976, only a couple of months after Travis Walton. They have a compelling story, too. And even the Linda Cortiel case that has received so much criticism, I do believe has a high probability of having occurred when you know the real facts behind it, and I have also interviewed her.
Yeah, let me just stop with that because we've had a lot of debate in the forums about that case, and I think part of it is, well, on the Brooklyn Bridge, what is this? We would have seen something. What are the misconceptions that people have about that case?
The misconceptions are that not many people did see it. And in fact, many people came forward to Bud Hopkins and wrote letters and stated that they did see this. Some people thought that it was a movie being filmed in the middle of the night. But so people did not want to use their names. You have to remember that Philip Klass did such a wonderful job of smearing anybody who reported this kind of thing. They could lose their jobs. They lost their credibility. Their lives were miserable. They would be taunted by him, bothered by him for the rest of his life. And who would want to go forward with and testify to this if they might be harmed for doing so?
So you think that pressure has kept all these people from coming forward?
Where do
yes,
they go?
They've come forward privately, but yep. They have not revealed their identities. So you have to base it upon your belief that Bud Hopkins was telling the truth. And I do believe that he was telling the truth. I do not believe that he embellished this story.
Why do you think some people have made it their mission in life, right or wrong, to go after Bud Hopkins and Dr. David Jacobs? It's not a question of whether you believe what they did resolved anything, if you accept their theories or not. That's not the point. Why has it become so personal?
It makes people rethink what they've always thought to be true and sudden that we're alone, for example. I remember meeting somebody on an airplane, and we got to talking, and he was totally upset at the notion that anybody could think there are other beings out there. The Bible doesn't say so. He used that term.
Well, I think also that it's a matter of national security. Some people feel that it's their civic duty to deny this. Other people will deny it out of fear. People will deny it for personal reasons.
Have to change how you think about the world if we're actually being visited and we're not the big shots we'd like to think we are.
I think, though, it gets more personal than that with these two individuals. It's not just, well, I don't believe we could possibly have had people abducted by aliens. It's more than that. It's so personal. It's about these individuals and who and what they were.
You mean Bud, or you mean the people who don't believe?
I'm thinking in terms of Dr. Jacobs. We had David Jacobs on the PowerCast a couple of years back. I've never seen any episode so polarized. And we had him on before, and we had discussions, and it was fine. But this time, it was people threatening to give up the PowerCast, threatening to cancel their memberships in PowerCast Plus, threatening to punish us for putting this guy on the air.
Wow.
He holds some very strong points of view, and he has recently come out with his new book, Walking Among Us, where he has interviewed several people under hypnosis and as a result has stated that he believes that the hybridization program has reached another level and that is to replace mankind, essentially. That is a very frightening statement. A lot of people certainly would not want to believe that that is true. He would have to provide very, very good evidence to back that up, which many people feel that he has not provided.
Right.
And so I think that it's pretty easy to criticize him on that point, because there is a burden of proof, and that's based upon the level of evidence that you have. And he has not submitted the level of evidence required to believe that that is going to happen.
I'm going to ask you quickly about the conclusion, though. We've got Kathleen Martin. We've got Stanton Friedman. The book is Fact, Fiction, and Flying Saucers. Only 3 segments left. There's more questions from listeners that we'll get to. I just wanted to focus on one thing before we get there. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
award-winning Graphic Converter 10, the universal genius for photo editing apps on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for the Swiss Army Knife app. It gives you all the features that you expect, and most important, it's easy to use. You can get it for just $39.95 from www.lemkesoft.com. That's www.lemkesoft.com. As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system, they have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Okay, that's Chris. Of course, he's under some kind of spell when he does that. We haven't figured out what spell or whether he's spelling anything, but we'll have to continue here. The fundamental premise that Jacobs presents, Kathleen, is about hybrids. That's not just aliens experimenting with our DNA.
No, Jake, it's hybrids.
It's
That's
both.
Correct.
What's hybrids and hybrids? It's okay, regardless, hybrids, hybrids, whatever it is, they're creating a race of invaders, silent invaders who are taking over. That E.T. is here to take over the human race in a way that doesn't require killing anybody, I guess, doesn't require mass landings or spaceships. It is a sleeper. It is a sleeper campaign. Do you believe, Kathleen, any such thing could possibly be happening?
What I have to say is that David Jacobs' hypothesis is not backed up by any researcher that I know of. It's not backed up by my own research, and I'm an independent researcher. I'm also the director of MUFON's experiencer research team, and I've done a great deal of research in this. It appears that there is genetic manipulation that by these ETs, that they do have a purpose for doing this, but all of the other researchers that I know of and myself believe that this is taking place very slowly and that the genetic manipulation is to human babies that are born to human parents. There might be a hybridization process in there for this experimentation, but these children are being born to human parents and raised in human society. The difficulty that I have with the idea that hybrids, human-looking hybrids, are coming to Earth in their late teens or early 20s, knowing absolutely nothing about life on this planet, having none of the subtle gestures that we have, none of the information that we have learned from the time we were born about human interaction and how to live as a human being, and then are suddenly thrust into our society to try to make it with a little bit of intervention from unwilling experiencers who are taken during the night and training these individuals to live on Earth is an idea that I cannot accept. I have a great deal of respect for David, for his work. He has made great strides in his research and in his work with Bud Hopkins. But when it comes to the idea that hybrids, who are very, very naive to everything human, are coming here and setting up residence, it's beyond what I can accept personally.
Yeah, there's no evidence for that. There's no evidence for it. And this kind of leads me to a question. I've noticed in the past 4 or 5 years that we're seeing, you know, there's always been this kind of battle between the evil reptoids coming to enslave us, eat us, regard us as cattle, and then the benevolent space brother side of the equation. There's always been this real dichotomy. And I'm wondering if I'm seeing a shift from it seems like the negative side of the abduction phenomenon is becoming less and less popular, and you're seeing more of a leaning on the teeter-totter over towards the more from laissez-faire, hands-off abductions to positive abductions and benevolent space brother types, going kind of hearkening back to the contactees. Are you seeing that there's a shift going on here, that more people who are into the abduction mystery are leaning now away from the negative side towards the positive side?
I am seeing a shift in the popular media, in the topics being presented at conferences. There does seem to be a movement among people who would like to say that all of this is very positive, that they're here for the benefit of humanity, just like occurred back in 1952. But that is not consistent with the reports that we receive at the Mutual UFO Network, where the majority of people are still saying that they believe that their experiences are both positive and negative, that they've been taken by individuals who seem to have a scientific interest in them. Many of these individuals are not being treated as equals and are not feeling that they are highly valued, except for the value they have to these non-humans who are taking them. At the same time, we have about 10% who believe that they're being contacted by beings that are just outright evil. And I'm wondering if these are interdimensional sorts and not space people coming here as astronauts or scientists. But when we do ask people if they would like for it to end, if they could end it today, would they? The majority say they would not, which is, I think, very interesting as well. Only about 30% would like to end this process. And overall, it seems when they can stand back and reflect upon their experiences, they do not feel that they were harmed in general. They do feel that this might have been beneficial in some way. So it's really difficult to peg down. MUFON is currently doing another commonality study, a research project. We have over 300 participants. I think that probably our study will be completed in another year. So we'll know more then in terms of statistical evidence. Now, I do know that the Foundation for Research into Extraterrestrial Encounters has just completed a survey, and they had over 3,000 participants. And of those 3,000, about 75%, I believe, stated that they viewed their encounters in a positive light.
Wow. Wow. I guess
that's kind of impressive.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking that possibly this sort of media treatment of the subject seems to be accurately reflecting what you're calling percentages. On, I mean, 3,000 cases, 75% saying that they feel that these are not negative events. Let's put it that way.
We got more to come. A couple more segments about fact, fiction, flying saucers with Stanton Friedman, Kathleen Martin. And Chris and Gene, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We're back for a couple of more segments. This is such a fascinating subject that we're not going to finish anything here, but maybe we can have a future discussion, bring Stanton and Kathleen back for more. Chris?
Here's a question from Han, who's been a longtime poster at forum.theparacast.com, where our listeners get a chance to ask questions of our guests. This one, I'm pretty interested to hear the answer to this. But Stanton, to your knowledge, has the U.S. or any other government formed a military unit with its sole purpose or one of its purposes or tasks to attempt to shoot down or intercept a UFO?
Well, that's an interesting question, because way back in 1952, the orders went out, if they don't land when instructed to do so, shoot them down. And we have newspaper articles proving that, although the story wasn't covered by the Washington Post or the New York Times, but we have official Air Force spokesmen stating that. And General Roger Ramey was involved, the Roswell Ramey. I don't know that he would have wanted to be called that, but we've scrambled hundreds of times, just routine. But it was clear that there was a procedure being carried out to try to do something. Shoot them down if they don't land when instructed to do so. That means that we're trying to get them to land for what purpose, you know. So I think somebody would have come to terms with the fact that the aliens have far better technology than we do. And the stories that I've heard seven cases now firsthand from people who were at bases, military bases, saying that a plane was scrambled to chase a saucer and never came back. This is back most of them many years ago. And so the cases I've seen where they seem to have done damage, I'm thinking of the Cuban MiG case, where saucer is coming, heading toward Cuba, they pick it up on radar. We have listening posts that are picking this up over the airwaves. And the Cubans and Russians scramble two jets, two MiGs, go after it, tell them to get the heck out of our territory, nothing happens. So what should we do? They ask the ground. The ground says, shoot them down. So the lead pilot, his missile is armed, his radar lock on, and then they're screaming over the airwaves from the second pilot, the wingman, if you will, saying that the first plane just disintegrated. Well, somebody had to make a decision. If somebody's got a missile aimed at you and you can tell he's got a lock on, you got to do something. And so I think they responded in a very sensible kind of way, self-defense. Acceptable argument in law, isn't it? You know, for evil things, if you will. So I think that there are procedures, but I think that somehow along the way, somebody said, hey, yeah, these guys are better than we are, and let's leave them alone. We won't shoot at them, and they won't shoot at us.
Okay, well, along those lines, I mean, you mentioned the obvious advanced levels of technology. We have a question here from, and this is one of my favorite avatar names on the forums here, Greer's Meeting Planner. Go figure. So we're talking about exalted technology, but, you know, whoever this is, says, Stan, regarding your hypothesis that simple radar could have been responsible for causing the Roswell crash, I have heard in previous interviews you suggest that the alien ship's navigation or operation may have been taken by surprise by the radar radio waves causing it to catastrophically fail to the fullness of crash. And he says, considering this, can you please explain your hypothesis in some sort of technical detail using your scientific background? And if radio waves caused alien navigation and propulsion systems to fail, can we shortcut what the technology is being used by these craft if something like radio waves can bring them down? And kind of a third question, have you ever had any doubts about that theory of radar bringing the craft down? And if so, has that theory or have your thoughts about this changed over time?
I never said the radar brought the craft down. I'm saying two UFOs flying along, they run into a radar beam over New Mexico. There weren't many places where you'd run into the beam, but there was a rocket scheduled for launch. That means the beam is just not going around. This is not circular radar like we like to think, you know, the beam goes around and pick up stuff going through there. It's just aiming a beam right on out there. And the reason being that we used vacuum tube radars back in 1947. So you leave them on because otherwise you got to warm them up. And so I'm not saying it brought it down at all. I'm saying there was a glitch. Maybe two saucers temporarily, the radar affected the navigation system or the propulsion system. Just a tiny, there's a puddle in the road kind of thing. I didn't say it brought it down. And I think that we expect surprises always to be part of what goes on. The unexpected will happen. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. You got to be ready to respond. So I'm not saying that when they hit a radar beam, they're destroyed or anything like that.
He's asking about them being responsible for causing the Roswell crash. He's not suggesting that they were brought down or that you suggest that.
No, well, I certainly didn't suggest that. It strikes me because we've got two craft coming down, one in the plains of San Augustine and one over in Corona. I asked a former general who was a pilot, if you have a mid-air collision, is the damage symmetric, that is the same to both craft? And he said, almost never. One makes it and one doesn't. That's the way things go. So if you had a temporary, I'll call it a collision in quotes, one may have gone that way and the other one went down here. And my first conversation with Jesse Marcel, he said he feels there had to have been a mid-air explosion because of how widely the wreckage was distributed and because there was no crater. Makes sense to me. So one goes that way, one goes that way. Unfortunately, one made it and one didn't.
So we don't have to assume it's anything we did.
No, you're right. We don't have to assume it's anything we did. Misfortune. You know, there was a nail in the road. Some idiot dropped it there, and I got a flat tire. Nobody was trying to get me.
That's why ET is like us. They use the lowest bidder for their spaceships, and sometimes things just go wrong. All those cost overruns.
Two shuttles, remember? Two shuttles we lost.
Yeah.
And there are other accidents that have been in. You know, when I say accident, that covers a lot of ground. The discovery of penicillin was an accident.
Totally. The
discovery of X-rays was an accident that is unplanned. But somebody was there to observe and say, that's interesting. Let's check this out. So I have to allow for the unexpected. And I'm not saying aliens are perfect, but I'm certainly not saying that the radar brought them down or anything like that. It was an unfortunate situation.
Yeah. We have another question here that's very interesting. I've never really thought about this. I think it's showing some creative thinking by William Strathman, who again is a poster at forum.theparacast.com. And he goes, on the premise that aliens have been interacting with humans, I wondered if either of you were aware of anyone who suggests that aliens may be playing both sides of the UFO controversy. What he means by that is, A, aliens interact with experiencers in ways that convince them of some kind of direct contact, and the aliens act on skeptics to intensify their skepticism with subliminal influence that is not detected as contact, per se. In other words, much of the controversy is facilitated by the aliens themselves, keeping the UFO topic nice and murky and keeping humans in perpetual conflict. And I've never thought about that.
That's quite an interesting speculation.
Yeah, it kind of has a ring to it, doesn't it?
Before we have the ring go astray, we need to do our break. Gene and Chris, Stanton and Kathleen, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got like, I guess, 60 or so different items, and entails t-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of t-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great t-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D., are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated.
Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243. 990-1243.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
You know, Chris, that's got to rank as one of the most fascinating, if offbeat, questions we've ever had in the
alien
Paracast forums. Yeah, the aliens are doing it. The conspiracy con men are not conspiracy con men. They aren't even men or women. They are aliens doing it to us.
Well, you know, you have to remember, there may be aliens coming here from many different places and for many different purposes. I think back to post-Columbus. There were guys who came to the New World to save the souls of the natives. Others who wanted to steal their gold. Others who brought back vegetables after all.
Ah, that's why E.T. is here. E.T. wants to get some of these Earth potatoes. Idaho potatoes, that's what they're after.
Well, remember, too, that the Earth is the densest planet in the solar system. I don't mean the people, although you guys would probably say it is the people. But I meant the cubic foot of Earth weighs more than the cubic foot of any other planet. And you say, so what? Well, that means there are a lot of heavy metals here, and there aren't in the universe. We know from studying the spectra from stars that heavy metals are rare, but they have special properties. Things like osmium and rhenium and iridium. Osmium is twice as dense as lead, for anybody who wants something peculiar to say at the next drinking party.
I got the answer, Stan. The Ferengi are here to get Earth gold.
Well, or earth osmium or iridium or rhenium, one of my favorite metals for some reason or other. Who knows? They've been mining our resources for a very long time. How many places can you go and pick up some rhenium or some rare earths or some whatever? And, you know, we are using some metals now that we never used before. The Navy is entirely dependent on zirconium. Whoever heard of using zirconium? The Air Force uses a lot of titanium. Uranium was used as a coloring agent for tableware 100 years ago. That's illegal now, but I better add, as a good nuclear guy. But what I'm saying is the reasons for traveling can be varied and different, have changed with time, depending on the situations. And a new group of graduate students coming here from someplace, if professor says, you guys go out to that dumb planet over there and check on the languages. And why is it that there are many different colored skins over there? What's with that place? On the other hand, you might say that this is a penal colony. They dumped all the bad boys and girls here, and that's why we're so nasty to each other. Who knows?
No one knows for sure.
Well, and it may be yes, and some of those, and some of those, and some of those. You know.
It could be.
I'm just wondering about the skeptics, though. I mean, how would... the aliens be interacting with skeptics or egging them on to create controversy?
You know,
that was a part of the question that really kind of I don't know, sort of made me scratch my head.
I did have a skeptic come to me one time. He was sort of thrashing me out on the internet. And he wrote to me, and he told me that he was actually an experiencer. And I just couldn't figure that one out, why an experiencer would be so nasty and hostile about the possibility that, of visitation. It made no sense to me, but to think that perhaps all of these disinformants are under alien mind control, really, I don't think so. It doesn't make sense to me.
How could we possibly even prove it?
Well, maybe the evil reptoids are working on the skeptics, and the benevolent space brothers are the antithesis of their agenda, so... I just love the creativity of that question, though.
Yes.
Here's a good one, and because we are running out of time, I think this is a very good question for both of you. And this, again, comes from Randall up in Calgary. What do you two think the most important thing is that ufologists can do to help bring credibility to the field?
Well, we say it in the book. Stick to the facts. Be careful what you say. Check things out. Get firsthand information. We talked about this at the last MUFON conference. Our paper is in the proceedings. It's mostly Kathy's paper, but I added a few things about rules for ufologists. Get firsthand data. Don't stick your ideas out without having some evidence to support them. At least try not to make it come like top-of-the-head stuff. And I think we need to be careful. I find too few people going to archives. Get the documents. Archivists are very helpful. I wanted somebody who was there when Truman was president. I asked the Truman Archives. They gave me the name of George Elsie. He worked for Truman the whole time he was at the White House. He was a great help to me in evaluating things about the National Security Council, MJ-12 for that matter. But I can't find anybody else who talked to him. He's dead now. You can't have him as a guest. I think
some people might say we can have him as a guest.
Well, yeah, if you can have anybody do that. I mean, he also became president of the American Red Cross. Maybe he can give you some tips about that sort of stuff, too. He was a big help to me, but firsthand, not third hand, not fourth hand. I've had people complain about Menzel and who never went to look at his papers.
I agree with Stan that it's very important to do your research, to have your facts in hand. The disinformants did their job through speculation. Some ufologists do their job through speculation. They ask a lot of what-if questions without ever going to the factual information that we have. And that factual information is, in fact, fiction and flying saucers. If you want to have a credible reputation, if you want to be considered credible in this field, it's very important that you can back up your statements with facts. A little bit of speculation might be okay, but if you spend most of your time speculating, forget it. You're not going to be considered credible.
You have to state... I think be very out front when you're hypothesizing or speculating. And sometimes that line gets blurred, I think, too much, actually, lately, where things are stated as fact when, in fact, they're not. They're opinions or speculation. And that's something that I personally have really bent over backwards to state things that are factual as facts, and whenever I go off and say, well, what does that suggest, then I go into the realm of hypothesis. But to make a clear delineation between the two, I think is really important. Unfortunately, going back to the whole issue of hard data and actually hard copies of data, I think it's really important for people that are new to the field and up and coming to remember that the history of ufology has occurred pre-internet for a lot longer than we've had the internet at our disposal. Visit your archives.
Absolutely.
If people want to learn more about what Kathleen Martin is up to, where do we go?
You can go to Kathleen-Marden, MARDEN.com.
Stan.
StantonFriedman.com. That's easy.
I also have a Facebook page. Just look up my name.
You can find us on Twitter. Look for The Paracast. We're on Facebook, too, two Paracast fan clubs, a community and a group, and you can't combine them, so that's where they are. We also have a special version of this show without the commercials to offer to subscribers of the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com, P-L-U-S, .theparacast.com. We include the exclusive After the Paracast podcast, which is going to be real fascinating this week as we begin to set it up. I'm starting to add videos. We'll have show transcripts, book excerpts, classic episodes for a low subscription rate. If you subscribe for 5 years or lifetime, we give away free ebooks and other special offers are coming. PLUS.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. So, guys, we never got it done today. We got so much more to talk about. Let's have you on again in the future. Stanton Friedman, Kathleen Martin, thank you both for joining us on the Paracast.
My pleasure.
Our pleasure.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.